Are you attractive? You probably are, even though the beauty industry wants you to think otherwise. The peddlers of cosmetics, plastic surgery, and other products and services meant to improve your appearance spend billions making you feel bad about yourself. Here with a witty inside take on the industry is Sable Young, author of the new book, Die Hot with a Vengeance, Essays on Vanity. Sable is a freelance writer and former beauty editor at Allure magazine. Here she is to share big ideas.
I'm Sable Young, former Allure beauty editor, now freelance writer. I've written for outlets like Vogue, GQ, The Guardian, New York Times, and a bunch of others. I write mainly about beauty, culture, and identity. And I've just written my first book, which kind of incorporates all three. It's called Die Hot with a Vengeance. It's an essay collection on vanity, and it's out July 9th from Day Street and HarperCollins. Okay, so here are a few key insights from Die Hot with a Vengeance. Number one, beauty is for everyone. Beauty culture, however, can make beauty feel a lot more ominous. If you live in a body, you are subject to appearance politics, for better or worse. They don't define who you are as a person, of course, but the way we feel about our looks is very much influenced by an entire global history of these established social value systems. Beauty is valuable because it's always been a conduit to power, and that's just something to keep in mind when parsing what parts of beauty culture and labor you choose to validate for yourself or for others. Insight number two. Beauty standards are absolutely made up, but that doesn't mean they aren't influential. As a beauty editor and journalist, a lot of what we cover in the industry revolves around trends, habits, and innovations driven by consumer demand or social media. And we're given a generous amount of liberty deciding what's worth covering, which means that what you read in magazines is determined by humans with biases and advertisers to please. Social media also amplifies the message of beauty's importance by its perceived rewards and attention logs. And whether you subscribe to either or not is, of course, your choice. But I think it's a good idea to go ahead with a healthy amount of skepticism and critical thought, because most beauty standards historically weren't actually made with most people in mind. Insight number three. Self-optimization is a double-edged blade. Being your quote-unquote best self in an age of hyper-individualism, meritocracy, and hashtag wellness is an easy way to play yourself when you staunchly follow messages from self-professed experts or gurus or social media noise about virality and brand marketing speak that's trying a little bit too hard to be your friend. Taking care of your health is a positive habit to commit to, of course, and it's really easy to get caught up in a self-care current when it looks like everyone is performing their glow up at you. There's only so much we can do to take care of our bodies when they're functioning as they should be. So it's important to remind yourself that endlessly improving your exterior or trying to biohack your way to optimal performance, whatever that even means, can often be in service of a capitalist-minded lifestyle than an actual life well-lived. Insight number four. Beauty should not be taken any more seriously than you take yourself. For a lot of people, women and women of color especially, beauty feels like a mandate that we have to strive for to be seen as valuable in society. The truth in that sentiment should make you mad at the entities doubling down on pressuring you to perform femininity or participate in diet culture. It bears reminding also that beauty can be a tool for individual self-expression, creativity, and exploring your identity. Beauty can be an emotive outlet or an experimental one. Also, a lot of it is just pure comedy. I cannot take myself seriously when wearing a sheet mask or trying to do anything with wet nail polish on my fingers or putting a star pimple patch on my face. When you engage with beauty as a form of creative expression, it becomes a way to connect with yourself and your true desires, and with others who also appreciate beauty the way that you do. Insight number 5. Beauty's strength is in its community. The importance of beauty in cultural and social mobility and relevance can make it feel fraught for those of us engaging in it. Beauty's harmful casualties are well documented, and vanity's stigma keeps us at odds with who we wish to be. Downplaying the labor involved in beauty's makings just obscures the resources and the effort it takes to achieve certain ideals. So if we're all siloed, beauty just keeps us captive in perpetual competition with one another. That's why I think beauty in community is where we can find healing and connection. Hair salons, barbershops, bathhouses, they've always been social places where we gather for beauty in service, but we're also building community in the process. Caring touch from a massage or someone washing your hair can have beneficial effects on your emotional well-being, and participating in communal care can feel spiritually bolstering. Humans have always been social creatures after all. Beauty and grooming are one of the last venues for caring touch and connecting with our bodies and others with the kind of simple vulnerability required to make these connections. Insight number 6. Perfection is a myth. Whatever mantras exist to keep us participating in beauty culture, beauty is pain, blondes have more fun, aging gracefully, none of them are all that relevant to your connection with your body or even making you feel all that good about it. If you start to question even one, you begin to realize how none of them even really make sense. Flawlessness is easily a sunk cost fallacy. Revenge bod just weaponizes beauty against yourself in service of self-preservation in the face of heartbreak. And empowerment doesn't come in a jar or a tube or at the end of a syringe. You're still going to age no matter what you do to your skin. Beauty is not perfection, because perfection suggests that it's done. Beauty is a living thing meant to express one's inner emotions. It's not just an aesthetic to be gazed upon. For what? Artistic value? It takes a whole lifetime to appreciate how you cultivate your inner spirit and energy, and that's what always pulls, where aesthetics or beauty can't be defined.
Thank you, Sable. That was Sable Young with Big Ideas from Die Hot with a Vengeance, Essays on Vanity. You might also like our book bite for Flawless, Lessons in Looks and Culture from the K-Beauty Capital by Elise Hugh. I'm Michael Kovnet. Have a great day.